Welcome to Yom Yerushalmi, we're holding an Orla Daf Mem Beis and the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Halacha Zayin. We're starting Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis and the two dots, which is around a third before the end of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Kilayim Medir Seifim, the Gemara is quoting the Mishnah that says that Kilayim is Osur and Chutz Loretz Medir Seifim. Says the Gemara, Shmuel Amar B'Kilei Akerim. That's Kilei Akerim. What's Kilei Akerim? Vegetables that were planted in a vineyard. So that is also min derabanan chutz laretz. Habakilei zroi mutar. But kilayim of zroi, which means two types of grain, two types of seeds that are planted together, which that is to learn from a different place, that's not even also min derabanan chutz laretz. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Rabbi Yechon argues and says, Bekilei akerem. We said it's kilei akerem, that's when it's also min derabanan. Habakilei zroi also. Bekilei zroi, which is kilayim of two seeds, of two grains, that's also even min deraisu. And the Gemara is going to go and explain the Mechlekes. Omar Avuna. Kadnachtun marveyo de tamon. When Bnei Eretz Yisrael went to Bavel. Amruno mishem Rabbi Yochanan de kimuno. They said this idea in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. And we brought the raya. What's the raya? What's the source? Es chukusai tishmeru b'em techol to be a kilayim. Pasuk says that you should not have kilayim to make two animals, two different animals together. Sad choli sizur kilayim, don't plant your field kilayim with two different zroim. Uvergit kilayim shatnez lo yale alecho. And don't wear clothing kilayim when you put in tzemer upishtim, wool and linen together. Hikish kile zroim le kile begodim le kile beimo. This pasuk, which is the source of kile zroim, is in the same pasuk we are having a hekish between kile zroim to kile beimo and kile begodim, kilayim of clothing. Kilayim of clothes and kilayim of animals. It's something which has nothing to do with the land, and therefore it's not in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Loretz. As we saw earlier in this Amud, the Mishnah Maseches Kiddushin, anything which is not negiah to the land is negiah in Eretz, it works in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Loretz. But because Kilayim Zroim is mentioned in the same Pasuk, of Kilayim Zroim up is Shein Tluim Baretz, even though this is negiah to the land, Noagim ba'aretz u'bechutz aretz is nagia in both Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Loretz. That's the source that Kilei Zroim according to Rabbi Yochanan is more chomer, and it's also in Chutz Loretz imidir raisa. Says the Gemara, Chag Bar Nash was this person, Zorech Chaklei Seoirim Velefes. He planted his field with barley and cabbage, which means two different seeds, Kilei Zroim. Over Chanin Guviso Vakrin. Chanin Guviso passed by, and he uprooted it. It's a kilayim. You have to uproot kilayim. Also, over the kamei Shmuel v'kansei. So this case came in front of Shmuel, and Shmuel didn't give a knas to Chanan Gufte. He took away. He says, you're not allowed to take out this kilayim. You don't have permission to do that. Says the Gemara Mem Beis Amud Aleph, the Tanya. We have a braisa. The braisa says, Ein oisim im Yisrael b'kilayim, aval oikim im or b'kilayim, reishu imad b'aveiro. This argues over here, that's the Gius Reb Chaim uses as well. And as the Pnei Moshe explains, this price is a rayo that you now uproot it. Why? Because it says over here that if the owner wants to uproot it, so then you help him out because you want to really reduce kilayim. But if he doesn't allow you to do it, you can't do it on your own. That's the rayo. You can do it with him to uproot it together with him, but not on your own. According to the Vilna Goyen's Gius, so we say over here, instead of Yisro, we say goy. Ein oisim goy b'kilayim. Should I work with the goyim kilayim? Be allowed to uproot with kilayim? And this is the opening of what we have as the next brisa. According to the goyim, it's the same brisa, the next sentence of the Gemara. What's the next sentence of the Gemara? So according to argue, so it's tani, it's a new brisa. According to the goyim, it's the hemshech of the previous one. And now you see him a goyim kilayim. You're not allowed to work with the goyim and plant kilayim. Bein mekilei akerem, bein mekilei zroim. Not kilayim of kerem, and not kilayim of zroim. Not a vineyard kilayim, and not the seeds kilayim. And this is referring to Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to work in kilayim in Eretz Yisrael. But if you have cities that are not part of Eretz Yisrael, but they're muvla, muvla means they're swallowed in the border of Eretz Yisrael. The border of Eretz Yisrael tilts a little bit into Eretz Yisrael. And there's a city which officially is Chutz Loretz, but it's within the borders of Eretz Yisrael. So even these cities which are very close to Eretz Yisrael, Kegon Be'eno Ube'emo V'chaverseo. These are the names of the city. Oy Sebi Moim Mikilayim. You can even plant together with the Goyim Kilayim. Keshem shekalayim ba'aretz, kach kelayim b'chutz la'aretz. The next sentence of the Braisa doesn't make sense. The next sentence of the Braisa is, the same way you're not allowed to do kelayim in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to do kelayim in chutz la'aretz. Right away, the Gemara asks, what do you mean? It's a steer in the Braisa. You just said a second ago that you're allowed to help a goy in chutz la'aretz. Then you said there is kelayim in chutz la'aretz. So Shmuel poto mastiso, so Shmuel came and explained the Braisa as follows. In Eretz Yisrael, you now do kilayim with a goy. You now help a goy to do kilayim, regardless if it's kilei zroim or kilei aker. But when you have cities which are small within the border of Eretz Yisrael, kegon bein uveim of a chaverseh, like these cities which are swallowed, oisimim moim bekilayim, then you could help him with kilayim. Okay, shemish kilayim baoretz kach kilayim bechutzarts. When you're saying that there is issur kilayim bechutzarts. Kilei Akerim, Hakilei Zroim Mutar. The next part talks about Kilei Akerim. So Shmuel held that in Chutzar, it's Kilei Akerim, the Kilayim in the vineyard is also in Chutzar's Midera Abanan. But Kilei Zroim is Mutar, even Midera Abanan. So that's Mishan in the Braiso. There is a sur to plant, even in Chutzar, with a goy, Kilei Akerim. And when we said it's Mutar, it's Kilei Zroim. Rabbi Yochanan Apostle Mastitz, Rabbi Yochanan explains the Braiso as follows. Regardless which kilayim it is, if it's kilayim or kilayim, it's both aser. But when you have cities which are just swallowing the border of Eretz Yisrael, but they're actually chutzarts. These are the names of the city. You could do kilayim with it. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, this means to say the midir rice, so you're allowed to do it. But kishem shekilayim beretz Yisrael akach kilayim bechutz la'aretz. That means it's eisur derabanan. And that's how Rabbi Yochanan answers the contradiction in the Braiso. When it says you're allowed to, is midir v'tayru. Midir rabanan, we always say even in chutz la'aretz. This, all this that we said in this Braiso, it's all bekilei akerim. Only kilayim the kerim, you say the midir rice is mutar, and only midir rabanan is asur. Ha bekilei zroim, adds Rabbi Chaim the word asur. Bekilei Zroim, there's no discussion because in Chutzar it's also even Midera Raisa. So this whole Raisa that differentiated Ben Eretz Yisrael to Chutzar, it's to say that Midera Raisa is Mutar, Midera Bonan is Asur, that's only Kilei Akerim. Kilei Zroim, Abrechon Lashitasoi, he holds as Asur Midera Raisa, and therefore this Raisa is not talking about Kilei Zroim. So it comes out according to Shmuel, the Raisa that says that's Mutar is Kilei Zroim. When it says it's Asur, it's Kilei Akerim, and that's only Midera Bonan. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, when it says that Yad Mutar and Asur is Mutar Midera Raiso, Asur Midera Abanan, that's only Kilei Akerim. Kilei Zroim is also even Midera Raiso. Hadron Aloch Beget Shetzavoi V'Slikolo Meseches Arlo. With this we finish the Mesechta Meseches Arlo. Mazel Tov to all the Mesaimim, Shav Koyach to continue, finish the Seder, and finish the entire Shas Yerushalmi. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Arlo Dafim Beis.